says the story Rivera's telling just doesn't add up.
What the defense is doing is what we occasionally see on a football field. We call it a Hail Mary, yeah. Right? When your back's against the wall, when you're desperate, when you know defeat is inevitable, you got to do something. So he took what he could not dispute, scientific evidence proving her blood was in his vehicle, his confession, video evidence showing him at the scene.
Fair skies tonight, sunshine coming back tomorrow, and sunny skies, hot again on Friday too. Early morning 70s, Thursday, Friday afternoon's highs reach upwards into the mid to upper 80s to near 90. Overnight lows dropping into the 70s. We're getting into some scattered showers and thunderstorms to return Saturday, followed by a mostly partly cloudy and a slim chance of afternoon storm on Sunday. Lows of 70s, highs of middle 80s to near 90. Ralph Sanji, WGSO. The Arklatex Monkey Fest Motorcycle Rally. Live music, food, cool prizes, a bike show, sound competition, bike games, cornhole tournament. Vendor space available, RV hookups, $35 a night. June 5th, 10 a.m. till 10 p.m. June 6th, 10 a.m. till 4 p.m. at the Hearst Coliseum Shreveport Fairgrounds. Sponsored by 3-State Harley-Davidson. The Arklatex Monkey Fest Motorcycle Rally. Family-friendly event. More information and details, email monkeyfestla@gmail.com.
All right, people. Maritime matters because it does. This is Eric Schein, and I want to
this
say...
This is Maritime Matters with Eric Schein on WGSO AM 990, the program that dives into everything American that comes together at our water's edge.
Got my intro there, but thanks. Yeah, fee-fi-fo-fum, I smell the blood of an Englishman. Yeah, people are forgetting... And I want to get into this and jump into a bunch of different stuff, but George W. Bush, Habsburg, German royalty, related to the Windsor, and Barack Obama, ninth cousin twice removed, he tried to have China take over the scanning of our container cargo with a company called Hutchinson Whampoa. It was a British company before it became a Chinese company. Much like Hong Kong was a British protectorate before it became a Chinese prison, for want of a better term. You know, if you look back and think back, it was under George W. Bush that we were attacking the French, even French fries, and naming them American fries. It was the French who actually helped us considerably in the Revolutionary War. And helped us win that. And it was the British who attacked the French and the French nation and the French people, to where it delivered them three Napoleons and Napoleonic law, because they did not want a free republic close to them. That's why the British attacked the Weimar Republic and did to Germany what it did to in delivering Hitler to the world and to the German people. The British have been, and I don't know why, you know, we allowed them to wrap their arm around us and act more like the Italians that they were part of the Roman Empire for a very long time and stab us in the back. The British are responsible for much of what is going on in the world. I mean, I mentioned Hong Kong, and Hong Kong was the greatest, the largest Trojan horse, virtual or otherwise, made by mankind and delivered to the front gates of the Chinese to infuse extreme capitalism, not necessarily a good thing. You know, if you really get into capitalism, it's he who has the gold makes the rules, basically. And I'm all for mom and pop businesses here in the United States, where the money stays in the local area, the local community, much like, you know, look at Walmart and how that all started with Sam Wall, and how, you know, used to sell American products chiefly, mainly. And now Walmart is acting like the virtual castle, the corporate castle that it is. and takes the money out of everywhere where there is a Walmart and sends it back to headquarters every single day. And that money does not stay in the local area, local community. And talk about, you know, I hate using the term carbon footprint, because, you know, it's the corporations. We fought a revolutionary war, a war of independence, not only against a kingdom of this earth, not in heaven somehow, but to where, you know, a particular family and all those who benefit from this family directly from being related or doing their dirty work for them, they're a criminal gang. I mean, for want of a better term, and people aren't looking at even organized crime. The Italians, to a large extent, and I'm not focusing on Italians or Sicilians or, you know, to the Roman Empire to an extent, but it's another royal family that carries on organized crime and has taken over and has been running our waterfront for a very long time. You go back to not just World War II, but well before. Look at things like flags of convenience. If you haven't heard that term, it's where people like Cecil B. Rhodes, who started Rhodesia, uses, and even the Chinese were, and Clinton was involved in this, to where Costco, China Ocean Shipping Company, was invited into and took over Long Beach Naval Shipyard once it was taken down as a public trust and a public treasury asset to help with civil defense and national security. Our ports and waterways have been sold off around the world. The Jersey Turnpike, I believe, is owned by or operated by a Spanish company. Many of our shipyards are owned and controlled by Kvarner. This is not good. This is taking down the United States from within, and we've been having, just like what went on in the former Soviet Union, where it was attacked. And remember, the USSR was the Union of Soviet Socialist Republics, and whether they got it wrong, much like, you know, people say that the French got it wrong, they got it wrong because of interference, you know, by those who do not want republics and self-governance to work, just like they're doing here in the United States, trying to take it down from within, turning all of our systems of civil defense and national security inward against us. I mean, the fact that Washington, D.C. was held hostage there by the National Guard for God knows how long, just now winding down. If you do not see what has gone on as a coup d'etat, and it's been a long time in building, you know, the first test was having a king as president. And I'm talking about, if you don't know, the 38th president, Gerald Ford. His real name is Leslie Lynch King. And when I say King, I'm, you know, speaking tongue in cheek, but it was sort of a test. And remember, Leslie Lynch King, or AKA Gerald Ford, sat on the Warren Commission, which was the commission that investigated the assassination of JFK. And we still can't get records released. I mean, how is it a government of, by, and for the people when within a reasonable time, whether it's military secrets or other type of secrets like investigations on the assassination, or even 9/11, and an important point about 9/11, can't be released to the general public, to us. We're supposed to be the last arbiter over our own government. But 9/11, and I was trying to jump back on that, was that not one case, there were a bunch of cases filed, but not one case involving 9/11 ever made its day in court, in an Article 3 court. They were handled within Article 2 law enforcement courts. And think about what these commissions are. And we're talking about a January 6th commission. These are police commissions. They are not judicial commissions where they should be taking in any and all information, making it a matter of public record, whether it's a drunk on the street that saw something, it's recorded so that, you know, maybe they actually did see something important and have some important information. Regardless, of their station in life or where they might be at the moment. I wanted to share some stuff about what went on with me for the Coast Guard, a special branch of military that's not supposed to be a branch of military at all, was changed into one, and a bunch of good Germans have done this and allowed this and sponsored this, so that we have this special branch of military operating under a special form of military law that they created themselves under administrative law, the Federal Administrative Procedure Act of 1947, that was created 2 years after we supposedly won World War II. We've been played World War, the Cold War, World War II and World War I. This goes to what Dick Cheney, who wanted to restore as much power to the executive branch as possible, which is way more than it's ever had to, we literally have, whether the person in charge is a dictator or not, they can be if they want to be, especially where all three of the great powers are now under the executive branch. The legislative, executive, and judicial powers now all come under the executive branch. We're going to go to break, come back, and I want to get back into flags of convenience and where the law goes to on a ship, point to its flag.
Celebrating 75 years, we are the community voice of the Crescent City, WGSO 990 AM.
Tim McNally, host of the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM. Every weekday from 4 until 5 on WGSO 990 AM. This is where we started. This is our home. We're going to bring you news of the wine world, interviews with winemakers. We're going to talk to people who know something about wine. We hope you'll join us.
The Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday from 4 until 5
from the heart of the Crescent City.
Looking for future leaders we can trust and believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Louisiana. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It begins by making their grades and being on time for practice. It includes learning to listen, following directions, accepting responsibility, being a good role model. And it's about respect for officials, opponents, the rules, and each other. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. High school sports, there's so much more than just a game. This message presented by the Louisiana High School Athletic Association and the Louisiana High School Athletic Directors Association.
More and more Americans are listening on American ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
Boy, have we got a show for you this week. Ever wonder where all the great songs have gone? Well, we found them. Hey everyone, I'm Pat Matthews, your host of 70s Deja Vu. And once again, I'll be looking in the rearview mirror and I'll see you in the back seat. Join me for some great music, all selected to get you going on 70s Deja Vu. Sunday morning at 7 a.m. right here on 990 AM WGSO.
Hey, we're back. This is Maritime Matters with Eric Schein, WGSO, AM 990, out of New Orleans. I was talking about flags of convenience, which goes to our United States Merchant Marine or American flag shipping, and even, you know, cruise lines. If anything happens to you or your family on a cruise ship that's foreign flag, which is predominantly all of our cruise ships, except maybe a couple, smaller ones and ones that go... don't go very far. Most of our our cruise ship industry is foreign flag or flags of convenience, where U.S. law, U.S. labor law, U.S. civil defense and national security does not apply. And this is a start for the bigger picture and what's going on in outsourcing, You know, the flag of convenience goes to the United States Merchant Marine as well, where many of the shipping companies are foreign-owned and foreign-controlled. The ship that MV Alabama, you know, the movie with Tom Hanks, Captain Phillips, the Maersk Alabama was an American flag ship, foreign-owned and foreign-controlled. But our Navy went in and saved the crew, which, you know, I think they should have done because a lot of those people were Americans. But we need to bring commercial shipping and the United States Merchant Marine and American flag shipping back under the control and command of the United States, especially with what's going on with China. We've not only given China the reason to build a deep water Navy for projection of power involving their own Chinese flag merchant marine, but we've given them the means to do it by handing them all of the container cargo. 97% of all international cargo coming into and leaving the United States is going on foreign flag. And if you think of a weapon of mass destruction, forget about the jobs going overseas, which is a weapon of mass destruction in and of itself. And the shipyards being shut down, and our interstate highways being taken over. You know, I don't know if anybody out there remembers or knows of, and let me throw out the call-in number, 504-556-9696. You can find that on the website for WGSO. The super corridor that was to be built from Mexico through the United States up into Canada, which is still, you know, if they still want to do it, they're doing it as an easement or a way to split up the continent. Again, much of this is coming from not just Germany, but the royals from Germany, the Habsburgs, who have taken over Europe. Europe has fallen. You know, they went in and cleaned out all the treasury assets of all these countries like Portugal, Ireland, Greece, Spain. Somehow Brexit, you know, with Britain, the United Kingdom, it has somehow separated itself. And I don't trust this because I think it's, you know, kind of gets into a perverse version of the enemy of my enemy is my friend somehow, which is how we got sucked into the Cold War, which, you know, the national security umbrella is and has been being used. And you look to Paperclip, and Von Braun and more as a umbrella to cover the bridge of the national security state of moving those who profit from war, like the Bush family. Three of the Bush family's companies during World War II were shut down for trading with the enemy, trading with the Nazis. Disney funded the brown shirts in Nazi Germany. The more things change, the more they stay the same. If you look at World War I, World War II, not even the Cold War, and the involvement of the Middle East and Iraq, or the Ottoman Empire and Iran, and Persian Empire, and the Middle East, if not even Israel, we're caught up in this cycle. If you go back 100 years, we're almost at the same place that we were 100 years ago. One of the reasons that we went into Iraq was because of the antiquities, and this was done in Afghanistan as well. One of the largest gold antiquity treasures in Afghanistan was stolen before the war, or in the midst of the war, launching of the war. And it reappeared without one piece missing. I believe strongly that they copied all of the treasures, the gold artifacts, removed information that was on them so that others could not see what the, you know, if you think about it, the actual antiquities are worth more than if you replicate the same thing out of gold and diamonds and rubies and whatever other precious stones or precious metals they were made out of, because there was key information stored on these artifacts that date back to, and I say and have been saying for a very long time, that we as human beings, as civilizations, have been on this planet for much longer than what is being told to us. You just look at some of the things over in Japan, like that. It appears to be a man-made monument or Temple Mount to an extent, 100 feet under the ocean. There are all kinds of signs like that that show that, and you know, again, this goes to the whole issue. We are a maritime nation. The Phoenicians traveled, and there's evidence of this, that they were all over the world. The only way that we can protect our nation, because there is no nation out there that has or have, you know, to say that we still have it is kind of conjecture. I've experienced otherwise, and I'll get into a little bit of that again. The Bill of Rights, you know, it costs money to for things like due process. And to say that you don't have or should not have due process, I mean, we're supposed to live by that. In every facet of our lives, the Bill of Rights is supposed to be something. It's not just, you know, the government can't do. It's something that we would not, you know, the old age adage goes to, I may not agree with what you have to say, but I'll fight to the death to protect your right to say whatever the hell you want. And I hopefully I didn't break any rules there. I think hell is acceptable because it's a place that we're all living in right now as they try to remake the United States a democratic republic, which was, you know, Jefferson was a member of that party. Hamilton was actually taken out because he used executive orders, much like Joe Biden and others. They're not supposed to do that. So they're not supposed to use executive orders. The executive branch, like they try to, History Channel tries to go back and say that, well, Washington issued executive orders. He issued an executive order telling the heads of state, various departments like Department of War, to turn in reports. That's not the same thing. Biden shut down the XL pipeline, much like Ronald Reagan did with PATCO and the professional air traffic controllers. And then, you know, we had 9/11 thereafter, not too long after. If you look at what went on in Rome with Nero fiddling, and then they build a lake or reservoir, that eventually, you know, they seized the land and property and turned it into a lake. And then that became the water and the, not waterfront, but the pond, for want of a better term, for the Colosseum, where they had all these naval battles. A lot of this stuff, and this goes on here in the United States, but it's coming from Europe. I mean, look at what the European Union is. They've done now administratively what they could not do militarily. And they took from Prussia, and Wilson was involved in this, the administrative state. And that's where we got the Federal Administrative Procedure Act in 1947, 2 years after we supposedly won that war, which we didn't. The Coast Guard, it was actually formed for the Coast Guard, which is now saying and has used administrative law to where it's the executive branch or law enforcement or Article II branch of government making rules that make the law. And that's all of these alphabet agencies, the SEC, Securities Exchange Commission, the Coast Guard, like I've mentioned before, a four-letter alphabet, USCG, to where it is saying it's a branch of military now, not in the Department of Defense. I'm sorry, Ronald? How much? Okay. Sorry, just checking with the producer there on something. You know, people need to wake up. History is repeating itself, and those who do not know history are doomed to allow it to repeat itself. And that's exactly what is going on. I mentioned about George W. Bush. His grandparents were war profiteers. He and John Kerry, two Skull and Bones members, a death cult, one that profits off of war and rumors of war, ran against each other. How is that possible? I mean, it's numerically impossible. Go to break. C3 nonprofit
organization capable of accepting tax deductible donations. So, in commemoration of our 75th anniversary, the station is launching a 75 for 75 campaign with the goal of raising $75,000 in 2021. The funds that are raised will be dedicated to help the station fulfill our broadcast mission and satisfy any equipment needs that arise. These donations are especially important because, unlike most radio stations in New Orleans, WGSO is independent, locally owned and operated, and not part of a national broadcasting conglomerate. To donate, go to WGSO.com and click on the Donate button on the front page. Help us to continue to be the community voice of the Crescent City.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting. A teenager, learning the lingo.
Today, I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Brooke Thorington. The House Governmental Affairs Committee rejects legislation that would have prohibited state-funded facilities from denying access to individuals who are not vaccinated against COVID.
Pineville Representative Mike Johnson believes hospitals, schools, and government buildings should not keep people out just because they didn't receive the COVID vaccine.
It's a protection of our liberties.
But Harvey Representative Rodney Lyon says if a health official decides a certain facility should only allow vaccinated people inside, the state legislature should not stand in the way.
Why do you think we, at this point in time, in any point in time, should circumvent those decisions by those people responsible for doing that?
Lyon's argument helped defeat the legislation. I'm Jeff Palermo.
A 22-year-old Mandeville man has pleaded guilty to raping a teenager after her high school graduation party in 2020 and to the sexual battery of a 12-year-old at his house in 2016. District Attorney Warren Montgomery says Richard Michael Dietrich was sentenced to 25 years without probation, parole, or suspended sentence. LRN.
This is for those who always show they care. Who told their kids everyone 12 and older is eligible for a COVID vaccine. Those who explained to their cousins that vaccines prevent nearly 100% of hospitalizations and deaths from COVID-19. This is for the ones protecting those they love. Thank you.
We can do this. Find vaccines near you at vaccines.gov. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
A sizzling T-bone steak, a mouth-watering char-grilled hamburger, a slow-smoked brisket. There are plenty of reasons to grill beef this Memorial Day weekend. And with 29 cuts of lean protein-packed beef to choose from, there's always something succulent to serve to your family. So this Memorial Day weekend and all summer long, be the hero of your backyard barbecue by serving what everybody wants, the delicious taste of certified Louisiana beef. So remember, beef, it's what's for dinner.
Brought to you by the Louisiana Cattle Producers through the Louisiana Beef Industry Council and the Beef Checkoff.
WGSO. Across the Gulf South, a great new way. WGSO.
Celebrating 75 years, we are the community voice of the Crescent City. WGSO 990 AM.
Hello, this is David Jeremiah. Join me each weekday morning at 5:30 or 6:30 for Turning Point here on Talk Radio 990 AM.
It may not require a textbook, but it's filled with valuable lessons. It may not take place in a classroom, but it's an ideal environment for learning. It may not involve a diploma, but it can help prepare Louisiana's young people for life. It's high school sports. High school sports can play a critical role in a student's overall education. In fact, studies show that students that participate in high school sports are more likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in their academic lives. If you think high school sports are only about competition, think again. Better yet, think about attending a high school sporting event in your community. You'll be amazed by what you see. High school sports. A winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Louisiana High School Athletic Association and the Louisiana High School Athletic Directors Association.
More and more Americans are listening on American ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
Hi, this is Barbara Hirsch Napolitano. Join Tracy and I every Friday from 5 to 6 on WGSO 990 AM for It's Always Better with Bourbon.
Oceania has always been at war with Eurasia. Yes, people, war and the rumors of war. It's biblical nature. We need to stand up. You know, this is not our country. What's going on? It's not very American. We believe in things like due process, probable cause. We've lost the presumption of innocence since 9/11. We're all presumed terrorists now. We're all frisked. We're all told to do what to do, how to do by rules and rulers who are putting out these rules, not by a legislature passing law. This is the administrative state. It is a tool or weapon of the royals, of the kingdoms, of England, London, Britain, the United Kingdom, and think about what's happened since the fall of the wall in Germany, in Berlin, and what has come about in the unification, which is the EEC. I think I heard Nigel Farage was on a program last night or in the last couple of days, and he was talking about this, but it was the European Economic Community, or EEC, that I say devolved, and many say the same thing, that it devolved into the European Union. And if you look at what went on in the theft of public trust from many, if not any or all, of the independent nation states in Europe, you know, one of the things that our founders, that our country was founded on the doctrine of the separation of powers. Legislative, or the branch of government that makes the laws, the executive, or the branch of government, and in our system, it's the Article 2 branch. Article 1 is the legislature. The Article 2 branch, or law enforcement, that enforces those laws as made by the legislature, not the executive branch. The executive branch is not supposed to have a system of courts. The SEC, and I mentioned this in either last show or show before, about how the SEC was losing all of these cases because they were prosecuting them in federal court where there are certain protections. So they took them out, started to prosecute the cases in these administrative courts under the executive branch, which are nothing but police, if not military commissions, where law enforcement is making the rules that become the laws through adjudications, not under the judiciary, not in an Article 3 court anymore, but within an Article 2 administrative court where they can go back 5 years and enforce a rule that still doesn't exist. We're so far afield and so far down that slippery slope right now. People, you need to educate yourself. Wrap your arms around, if not circle the wagons around, people like myself and others who are out there and have battled this. The Coast Guard, a special branch of military I'm not in, have never been in. I have a merchant mariner's license that is proctored or issued by the Coast Guard. That's all they're supposed to be doing. Their reign of terror has been drawn in time and time again by Congress. Even after World War II, Captain Richmond of the Coast Guard, and it wasn't an admiral, it was a captain, and this is the head guy that's being called into, which goes to, like, you know, who they are and what they're all about. Biden even said, and this is what one thing I wanted to talk about and mention was, you know, Biden said that the Coast Guard, this is at the Coast Guard Academy, was the nucleus that the Navy formed around in times of war, which is the biggest piece of hogwash I've ever heard. Hamilton was the one who started the Revenue Cutter Marine by executive order. His fellow countrymen, Jefferson and Madison and others, they hated, detested Hamilton. He was arrogant. He was trying to build his own Navy within the Treasury Department. The Revenue Cutter Marine was disbanded, but the Coast Guard, that was only formed in 1915, wants to stretch, and this goes to the British, infusion within the Coast Guard. The first Coast Guard Commandant in 1915, Admiral Birkhoff, was knighted by the King of England. You really need to, like, learn your history and see what's gone on. But Hamilton was opposed by Burr, Jefferson, Madison, and any number of our other founders because he also created the first central bank in the United States. And Jackson, who fought hard to get rid of the central bank and kept it out of the United States for about 100 years. This is another thing I wanted to touch on, too, was we need to protect the dollar. I hate to say it. It is a Federal Reserve note. It is fiat currency. But until it can be taken back from the British, from the Morgans, who gave us our Civil War and who gave us the Federal Reserve Act of 1913, who have been instrumental, much like Rupert Murdoch and others, in taking over and taking away the United States from the American people and trying to restore it, if they've not already restored it completely, it's pretty damn close to under. And this is what they want is, and this goes to even the vaccinations and some of the stuff with the RNA changing your or altering your DNA, to where it goes to the discovery clause and property and even intellectual property, to where the RNA, which is not, it's not a vaccination, it's actually a gene therapy. Start looking into this and you see what's going on with Fauci. And I have issues with Ron Paul because I tried to get him to wake up on some of the stuff going on with me. And he kind of just, ignored and blew me off. But thank God for Rand Paul. He's at least trying. And we need to encourage him and other people like him. I'm thinking of Massey and some of the other ones that are out there, Sass and more, who are fighting the good fight for America and to be within a free republic. We formed this free republic, or our founders did, in a time of war against the most powerful empire the world had seen to that point in time. We're going to go to break. We'll be back. And 504-556-9696, throw out the number for call-in. But I wanted to go back to even the flags of convenience, because the fact that these ships are operating here in the United States and that they're flying foreign flags goes to where the money goes, the profit for these ships out of the United States or even here. Carnival, the owner, died, and he tried to live outside of the country for 10 years so that his heirs could get all of the money without any kind of taxation on it. And he didn't quite make it. I think he died in Israel. And they fought it tooth and nail so that they did not have to pay taxes on it, estate taxes. Guys like Bill Frist, who was the Senate Republican majority leader, fought they called it the Paris Hilton tax, the estate tax. I'm for protecting the small guy, mom and pop, American citizens, not corporations. Although I want America to do well, we should not have too big to fail. If you look at General Electric, some of these corporations, GE is the world's largest weapons manufacturer. Now it's basically a financial institution that does more lending than manufacturing. I worked for GE as a field engineer and project manager out in Pascagoula, Mississippi, living in Mobile, Alabama. And, GE was started by J.P. Morgan Jr., who gave us the Federal Reserve Act of 1913. And this funny money or fiat currency that everybody is looking to, and I want to get back to that issue as well, Bitcoin and Ethereum and Doge coin, et cetera, et cetera. We need to do everything to protect the dollar, because if the dollar falls, which it's planned, this was all set up, Bretton Woods and more, to where the British set up the American dollar for this very event. This has been planned out over time. And I keep pointing to Germany, and I would say Britain or England, and I would point more of the finger at London, England, the kingdom, the oldest kingdom, constitutional monarchy in the world, that also attacked Germany in the Weimar Republic and basically handed it back over to the crown, their kin, the Habsburgs in Germany, to where now they have and own and control most of Europe and are looking to. Hong Kong was built by the British. It was the largest Trojan horse built by mankind and infused into. And the Chinese didn't know anything about communism until it was delivered to them by the British. The sun never sets on the British Empire. And I would say that's not just because they're all around the world. I would say that's because they are still there and have not gone away. And, you know, we don't see it for whatever reason, for what it is, where, you know, even all the stories in theology on the Antichrist and stuff, it's about a kingdom on earth. And that's what they're trying to move us towards. One world kingdom. That's what Rome, the Roman Empire, was a bunch of kingdoms all brought together in between being a republic and war. We're going to break. We'll be right back. 504-556-9696.
Group, the Maison Collective, NOLA Title Group, and ARC Insurance Consultants are the ones to call on for all of your home needs. Whether it's mortgages, closing, sales, or insurance, they take care of your home needs, and now they've come together to help take care of the needs of our beloved New Orleans music community by partnering with Bougainvillea Productions and Soul Project NOLA for Fridays from the Funky Uncle. Fridays from the Funky Uncle is a free webcast live from the one-of-a-kind Mardi Gras float, the Funky Uncle Lounge, that features New Orleans musicians playing live music combined with interviews and outreach news to raise money for the entertainment community of New Orleans that have been impacted by COVID-19. You can join in the funky fun time by simply going to www.funkyuncle.live every Friday night at 7 p.m. Coming to the Funky Uncle Lounge, Friday, May 21st, it's Jack Eckert, and on May 28th, the 101 Runners. For more information on how you can support Fridays from the Funky Uncle, go to funkyuncle.live.
Welcome back to the Louisiana Jones Gumbo Hour. I'm your host, founder, and owner of the TLG HL3C. I'm very excited about having the opportunity once again to have a positive and thought-provoking dialogue with you as we inform and educate each other on various topics or gumbo ingredients in the business, academic, alumni, workforce, youth, and of course the sporting arena. I will be here every Saturday from 1 to 2 p.m. providing informative nuggets for you and yours. Please call in with your questions or add your bowl of gumbo at 504-556-9696. That we can add to today's pot of gumbo.
Hey, Tracy, you know what I'm thinking about buying our friends for the holidays?
So what?
Bar to Go, a compact case that allows you to travel virtually anywhere with your 50 milliliter liquor bottles. Choose from top grain leather, which can be debossed, or heavyweight canvas, which can be embroidered. Custom work is welcome. Bar to Go can be found at www.thebartogo.com. And just like our favorite spirit, it's made in the USA.
Well, that sounds like a plan. Can you get me one too?
Of course, Tracy. Don't forget www.thebartogo.com.
Over the last 75 years, New Orleans has gone through many changes, and so has WGSO. From our early beginnings in 1946, broadcasting from the Jung Hotel, being home to Papa Stappa in the 1950s, being a music station, talking biz radio to speakeasy New Orleans style, you, our loyal listeners, have been here every step of the way with WGSO. It's now our 75th anniversary, and we are so proud to have you here with us to celebrate. So we're going to celebrate all year long to show our gratitude to you and make 2021 our most successful year yet. And we will also continue to bring programs that appeal to people of all backgrounds. So from all of us at WGSO, we want to say thank you for making us the community voice of the Crescent City.
Get some drums in there, yeah. So the party slogan for Orwell's 1984 was, you know, he who controls the past controls the future. He who controls the present controls the past, et cetera, et cetera. And you get my gist. And it had reference to Nazi Germany and more. I want to touch on real quick, like some of the stuff that was done with me where I was prosecuted in a federal fusion center. I was charged with being depressed. The Coast Guard, through the Department of Homeland Security, they waited, held on to me from when it transferred from the Department of Transportation, where we don't have branches of military, until it transferred into the Department of Homeland Security that it helped create, and where it is now saying it is a special branch of military in Homeland Security that can enforce civilian law, that it can bring charges against American civilians and use military JAG personnel against Americans here in the United States in these federal fusion centers that are nothing but Stasi centers. They're modeled upon the Stasi centers from East Germany, listening posts, vertically integrated police stations from local, city, state, tribal, federal, police, law enforcement, institutions or entities that are all vertically integrated in one building called a federal fusion center, where I had to, you know, go in and be frisked and all kinds of other fun stuff. When they're bringing charges against me and prosecuting me, seizing medical records, falsifying medical records, trying to connect me to Timothy McVeigh, which I have nothing to do with. I had a whistleblower letter. That's in the Merchant Marine Act of 1936. We have a right to write to the Secretary of Transportation and any and all congressmen and senators, to where that whistleblower letter was used against me, where I had in there about McVeigh and that we can't allow things like this to go unchecked. They used that against me. And they brought a judge, an administrative law judge from the Article II branch of government, the executive branch, whose bench — he's not supposed to have a bench, he's not supposed to even be called a judge. He's wearing a black robe over his military uniform. That's not even supposed to be a military uniform. And he's — his bench, quote unquote, his administrative law bench, his Article II law enforcement judicial bench is in New York. And he's tied to guys like Kenneth Feinberg and others who were tied to a lot of stuff that went on with 9/11 and corruptions therein, and why these cases never made their day in court, and why the damages experienced by a lot of these families affected by 9/11 never saw the light of day and were minimized by these individuals who were trained on how to do this. And he gets and sits on my case as a lieutenant commander in the Coast Guard wearing a black robe over his uniform to cover the fact that he's an officer in the Coast Guard, was confronted on this in the proceedings, and it could care less. I had to appeal as a civilian targeted by this special branch of military to the Coast Guard commandant, the head of a special branch of military I'm not in, never been in, that is coming under military law, using JAG counsel against me as a civilian. And I get to defend myself without counsel, even though they're trying to prove that I'm medically, mentally incompetent. This is what whistleblowers — this is why Edward Snowden fled the country, because he knew what our country is and has. The fact that we even have to have a Whistleblower Protection Act that is moot, it does nothing. We have a First Amendment. Shows you where we're at in our country, and that people need to wake up, get active, do something. One of the things — and I want to get into this real quick, and, you know, this is a short program. We're looking to extend it. I need sponsors. I need help. I need some angels. I need some people to circle the wagons around my Lily White. You know what? They've been after me for a very long time. The stuff that's gone on is unspeakable. The Federal Fusion Center that they prosecuted me in was a federal building in Long Beach, California. In room 5150, 5150 is a mental health hold. You go to Murphy and One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. And a lot of that was based on stuff where the Coast Guard used to have within the Department of Health and Human Services, a department of psychiatry that they would use against our merchant seamen and merchant officers. Much like in the movie with Angelina Jolie, The Changeling, where they went after her, her son was kidnapped. A kid was given back to her, not her son. She complained, so the police put her in a mental ward. That is what used to go on and still is going on. A lot of it hit ahead under Reagan. It was shut down, but it wasn't really shut down. It was just privatized. So it wasn't under the public dole. Now they privatized this and made it to where, you know, an individual's family can attack them, go after their estate, and put their parents in a mental ward or an old folks home which is happening a lot more than you think. Just because you're a good person, a good Christian, just because you don't think like this, don't think that there are people out there. I was surrounded by a bunch of people with the last name Wolf that were actually married and related to each other, and Hitler's nickname was Grey Wolf. So we've got this, you know, clan of the cave bear, for want of a better term, a bunch of Nazis that have and have been here in the United States. Disney, you know, he funded the Brown Shirts, that have been in the United States since Nazi Germany. We brought over, you know, Von Braun. But these guys put a hook and ladder, a fire ambulance, and a police car out in front of the World Trade Center in Long Beach, California, to threaten me, to get me to be fearful. They left the door of the ambulance open. There's no one there witnessing or protecting these, you know, half a million or $1 million worth of vehicles and, you know, a fire ambulance. So that when I drove up to the federal building next door, I would see this and somehow I would be scared. And these are the kind of games. And, you know, R.T. Morgan, related to J.P. Morgan, who went to my academy at Kings Point, is involved in all of this. The last I know is he was working for, I think it was a company called Tidewater with 500 and something boats. These are agents for the crown, do not like republics, who do not like government, self-government, who want to put us all back under their thumb, who want to turn us all back into property. And if you start to look at everything going on in the world, it becomes abundantly clear this is a continuation of the Cold War. It's a continuation of World War II. It's a continuation of World War I, Franco-Prussian War, the Napoleonic Wars. It has not ended. It's the same people who profit from the company that bought Chrysler, Daimler-Benz, sold it back to, here in America, a company called Cerberus. Cerberus is the mythological three-headed dog that guards Hades. What kind of a beehole, sorry, would name their company after? This is not Mattel. They're not making Transformers. This is a company, an investment firm, much like Carlyle Group. My father worked for General Dynamics, which was owned by Carlyle. I'll go into a lot more about that too, but I could really use some sponsors for the program. I could really use some help. I could really use a circling the wagon. I don't know what else to say. I'm trying to warn and inform and tell people what's going on, who's involved with it. Guys like Ted Olson, he was Solicitor General under Bush. Him and his law firm came up against me. They held me in court. They used our courts as an internment camp, roughed me up, and then brought a countersuit under administrative law, pulled me out of federal court, and held on to me there for over a decade, and used administrative law. And, you know, that's, know what else to say, but people, turn to, get involved, speak out, send some money to the program. Appreciate it. This is Maritime Matters, Eric Schein. Peace out.
WGSO 990 AM has recently become recognized as an official 501c3 nonprofit organization capable of accepting tax-deductible donations. So, in commemoration of our 75th anniversary, the station is launching a 75 for 75 campaign with the goal of raising $75,000 in 2021. The funds that are raised will be dedicated to help the station fulfill our broadcast mission and satisfy any equipment needs that arise. These donations are especially important because, unlike most radio stations in New Orleans, WGSO is independent, locally owned and operated, and not part of a national broadcasting conglomerate. To donate, go to WGSO.com and click on the Donate button on the front page. Help us to continue to be the community voice of the Crescent City.
If you're worried your friend may be struggling, remember, you don't have to be there to be there.
You can say how are you or get a fake tattoo. You can ask with an app if it works for you. You can write him a text or knit him a sweater. If you can't be together, you can write him a letter.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
You could chat on the game, kick off your flip-flops. You can ask on your couch while you binge watch. However you do it, you gotta ask a friend. And if they don't share, you can ask again.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
Reach out to a friend about their mental health. Learn how you can help at seizetheawkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
This is Alex Jones. Listen to me on WGSO 990 AM, the only locally owned independent news talk station in New Orleans.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden wants U.S. intelligence officials to redouble their efforts to investigate the origins of the COVID-19 pandemic. In a statement, the president said that there was insufficient evidence right now to confirm either of two leading theories behind the origins of the virus. Biden directed U.S. intelligence agencies to issue a report within 90 days. And at least 8 people were killed Wednesday when a gunman opened fire at a light rail yard in San Jose. The shooter, identified as 57-year-old Sam Cassidy, was an employee at the Santa Clara Valley Transportation Authority facility. The Santa Clara County Sheriff says they also found bomb-making materials in the building. Officials say Cassidy is among the dead. They believe he died of a self-inflicted gunshot. No clear motive has been identified. VTA officials say that light rail services will be suspended for several days while the investigation at the yard continues. This is USA Radio News.
Friends, Mike Lindell is a great supporter of conservative radio, but most of all, he's a man who has invented a great USA product that will help you get a great night's sleep. For over 3 years, I've told you how the MyPillow Premium Pillow has changed my life. I get the best sleep of my life. But more importantly, the pillows don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them as many times as you want. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Here's the best deal you'll ever get on a MyPillow Premium Pillow. $29.98 for a standard or queen size pillow. King size only $5 more. You're saving $40. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. You can save up to 60% on any MyPillow product when you use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special.
The Transportation Security Administration is gearing up for a busy post-pandemic summer travel season at airports all across the nation. John Clemens has more.
According to Patricia Mancha, the TSA, most airports across the country will be operating at 80% capacity.
At the height of the pandemic, we were seeing maybe 70,000, 80,000 people a day, and this is nationwide. Now we're back to 1.7, 1.8 million people traveling at airports across the country on a daily basis.
All travelers must be wearing a face mask.
Every traveler who is on airport property is required to wear a face mask that covers their nose and their mouth, and they're required to keep that face mask on while they're in the airplane and while they travel.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Fair skies tonight, sunshine coming back tomorrow, and sunny skies, hot again on Friday too. Early morning 70s, Thursday, Friday afternoons highs reach upwards into the mid to upper 80s to near 90. Overnight lows dropping into the 70s. We're getting into some scattered showers and thunderstorms to return Saturday.